I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and you're listening to Curious Mix. This week, our DIY artist is making it by creating art to profile famous and influential people. WFYI's Melissa Davis takes us to Justin Brown's studio, where he creates a collage of pictures and words in the style and size of a concert poster.
My name is Justin Brown, and I am making intelligence art. I'm making intelligence art because I am fascinated with data collection and intelligence gathering, and the intelligence community seems to be pretty prevalent right now and on topic, so I'm just exploring that subject as much as I can.
Gotcha.
We're here in my living room, listening to Pharoah Saunders' Heart is a Melody, hanging out with my roommate's dog, Diamond, this beautiful gray pit bull, talking about my art practice.
I'm about to work on this Truman Capote FBI piece. Most of his, or at least what I printed out, is about his participation in his founding of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee.
Truman Capote is a famous novelist. He wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's and In Cold Blood. Justin shows me printed FBI files scattered across a table, some on the floor, maybe more than 100.
Apologize for the mess. Look at my... the studio kind of looks like my brain, because everything's out and disheveled, but I need to be able to see it. And yeah, so I typically just start with the first layer of the files, and we'll put them on with my adhesive.
How does place factor into your art?
Place factors into my art. Indianapolis has a larger intelligence community than it's necessarily aware of. You know, Indianapolis also has a sort of an esoteric history of being named after the moon goddess Diana. And I always like to look into or tie together the esoteric histories and angles of different cities.
He rips pages into small pieces, different sizes, wants to keep the language readable. He'll blend these with pictures, frame them, and spray paint the frame.
Like, I've always liked language, so in my practice, it's more about the layout of the files, and I don't know if people necessarily appreciate that. So there's like funny little poems in a lot of the work from before, and little snippets. I've always been fascinated with how the government wastes a lot of money, spending a lot of time, sending a lot of people to investigate people that are just writers or thinkers or just want basic democracy practice. I'm just spreading the glue or the adhesive across the, the paper background that I'm going to cover up. Most of my frames are repurposed from a neighborhood place that clears out hotels. So I've been really blessed, honestly, or fortunate, excuse me. I've been really, really fortunate to develop a relationship with them because they recognized that I was a poorer artist, and they do a really good job of taking care of me.
How do you feel about the art scene in Indianapolis right now?
I feel hopeful for the art scene in Indianapolis right now. I feel inspired by a segment of the art scene that is kind of out of the loop, or not necessarily out of the loop, but just not a part of the institutions.
Justin arranges the ripped papers in a frame. He doesn't paint the frame until he's done, and the paint gets on the collage.
And I also don't spray the or paint the frame until I'm done, and it always overlaps with the work because I like that. I think most art tries to be too neat, I guess, and I just wanted to keep the messy aspect of stuff but still do it in a technically professional way, or finer way. But I also like that everything that I work in has the title Security Matter. And it's really funny seeing Truman Capote referred to as a security matter, or James Baldwin, who left the country for a bulk of his life, a security matter, or
I don't know anybody really that's on here, because nobody that I show or have worked on yet has had any sort of like actual violence or. Yeah, the Elvis piece is just sarcastically about his correspondence with the FBI because he really wanted to meet J. Edgar Hoover.
What keeps you going with your art?
What keeps me going with my art is having chose intelligence as a subject matter. It's always expanding. And it's always growing and it's never ending. So I'm only halfway through the people that I've identified on, like the surveillance list from the 60s and 70s and 80s. The fact that there's a lot more to be pieced together and a lot more dots to be connected. Adding the top layer, which is the picture of the subject that's been surveilled. And this one is Truman Capote, smoking a cigarette in a bow tie.
He adds the picture.
Holding his chest.
Just one almost life-size picture of Truman Capote's head, neck, and shoulders in the middle of the frame.
It's actually okay.
A collage of writing from Capote's FBI file surrounds it.
I guess I should also mention my work isn't perfectly flat on purpose. When most people are used to seeing collages, they're used to seeing something nice and tidy and neat. And as more of an expressionist street artist, I don't necessarily like that. So don't expect it to be too cute, but it should still be meaningful. And then I'll put it outside to dry for a while. I typically do all my spraying out on the front porch. It's the best ventilated place. I used to do it inside back when I was younger, but I've learned to stop that and get rid of my hubris and not let my practice hurt me so much. So, yeah.
Justin says it takes him anywhere from an hour to 8 hours to make a piece. At this point in this one, it's been about an hour.
And now I'm spraying my frame. I'm spraying gold 18 karat spray paint on my frame right now, and a little bit on the actual work. I chose gold because for two reasons. One, the royalty aspect concept that came from Jean-Michel Basquiat's artwork. Also, part of it is like, you know, it's one of the first precious metals that people were killed for and colonized for, and yeah, so I like to use it.
That's Making It, reported and produced by Melissa Davis.